This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate has passed bipartisan legislation backed by President Joe Biden to lift the government's debt ceiling and avert what would have been a first-ever default. Reuters correspondent Diane Toh reports.
After steering the legislation through, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blamed his Republican colleagues for pushing the country to the brink of a historic debt default.
Default was the giant sword hanging over America's head. But because of the good work of President Biden, as well as Democrats in the House and Democrats in the Senate, we are not defaulting.
With this piece of legislation, the statutory limits on federal borrowing will be suspended until January 1, 2025. Unlike most other developed countries, the United States limits the amount of debt the government can borrow, regardless of any spending allocated by the legislature.
That's Reuters Diane Toh reporting. The United States says it doesn't plan on building more nuclear weapons to counter threats from Russia, China, and a growing number of adversaries who have or could soon have nuclear capabilities. Instead, Washington plans to modernize its existing nuclear arsenal and continue to invest in cutting-edge technologies to keep adversaries in check. This is according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. He said it will also keep open the possibility of talks to prevent a new nuclear arms race. Sullivan's comments come as both Russia and China have either rejected or ignored calls for arms control and nuclear talks despite growing tensions. And the U.S. Department of Justice has informed former Vice President Mike Pence's legal team that it won't pursue criminal charges related to the discovery of classified documents at Pence's Indiana home. The department made that clear in a letter sent to Pence's attorney on Thursday.